share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Kuala Lumpur City Hall, DBKL, has come under fire for an alleged smart lamppost replacement project that costs RM 30.75 million. Kepong MP Lim Lip Eng of DAP recently questioned the high cost of the project set to take place in the Klang Valley. Based on the total project price, the cost of replacing one lamp post comes to ₱153,750. DBKL must clarify this, he said. People are asking if the contract is limited to merely installing them or does it involve other work too? Lim says. Meanwhile, netizens have made sarcastic comments to explain the exorbitant cost of the project. Don't think negatively. The pole is made out of vibranium, same as the one used for Captain America's shield, said a user. ₱153,750 for each lamp, to be exact. The lamp allows us to look into the past or what? Public funds will not be used. Following DAP's and the public's demands for answers, DBKL had reportedly denied appointing Sarawak Consolidated Industries Berhad, SCIB, to undertake the engineering, procurement, construction and commissioning contract of the integrated smart lamp pole replacement. It was alleged that SCIB's subsidiary, SCIB Properties SDNBHD, SCIBP, had bagged the contract awarded via Enova SDN, BHD. Simultaneously, SCIB Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Rosalind Othman said Enova was to bear all construction costs of the poles. This included the rental of each pole in accordance with the agreed rental price between Enova and DBKL. We are unaware of any funding or financing arrangement for the contract by DBKL, Rosalind said, who clarified further on the contract to replace 200 lampposts. So is DBKL denying all involvement? However, this then begs the question of why the contract was given out via a third party, Enova, as it does not align with what DBKL said in their statement. We have never authorized any third party, Enova, to appoint SCIB nor any of its subsidiaries to carry out projects for DBKL, DBKL said in a statement. SCIBP's role in the project. Speaking more on the role of SCIBP in the project, Rosalind states that the scope of work included but was not limited to site clearing, excavation and reinforced concrete footing structure, laying all reinforcement concrete, bolts and nuts, and plates on all mild steel structures, with the poles, fittings and accessories all to be supplied by Enova. The scope also includes perimeter chain link fencing works, mild steel gates and erection, earthworks, leveling, setting out, making point and other related works, he said. Do you think that the story adds up? Let us know in the comments. Also read. We did not give any permits, DBKL says no to electric scooters at Dataran Merdeka. Source. Focus Malaysia source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Suara Merdeka source. Edge prop source. Cosmo. Source. World Abuzz. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.